This article is brought to you by the best-selling books A Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorn. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. See Weibo as media platform, what most leaders get wrong. The CEO who speaks versus the CEO who posts. What happened? The role of the modern CEO has shifted dramatically. Today's top executives are not just organizational leaders. They're expected to function as media personalities, publishing opinions, building audiences, and shaping narratives across multiple platforms. This transformation has created a sharp divide between CEOs who communicate with purpose and those who perform without one. The communication angle. Consider two CEOs facing the same challenge, a round of layoffs. One sends an internal memo, gives a brief statement to the press, and says nothing publicly for a week. The other posts a LinkedIn essay the same morning, walks through the reasoning personally, acknowledges the pain directly, and takes visible accountability. The first CEO controlled the room. The second CEO controlled the story. This is the core difference between a leader who treats communication as a task and one who treats it as a tool. The LinkedIn CEO did several things right. The message was personal, not corporate. It named the difficulty instead of softening it with language like restructuring or right-sizing. It gave a reason that a human being could actually understand, and it came first, before the news cycle could frame the story for them. Now contrast that with the typical executive approach, a boilerplate press release written by legal, a scripted earnings call with no real answers, and a social media presence. It looks like it was built by committee, because it was. These leaders have platforms. They just refuse to actually use them. The result is a vacuum, and the press, the employees, and the public fill it with speculation. The modern CEO article is right that executives are now media platforms, but it misses the harder truth. Having a platform is not the same as knowing how to use one. Most CEOs have access to every channel imaginable: newsletters, podcasts, video, LinkedIn, press. What they lack is a point of view that is genuinely theirs and the discipline to express it clearly. Posting more often without saying anything real is not a communication strategy. It is noise with a logo on it. The CEOs who win this are not necessarily the most charismatic. They are the most specific. They say exactly what they believe about their industry, their decisions, their failures. Specificity builds trust. Vagueness destroys it. Every time a CEO speaks in corporate generalities, they spend credibility they cannot earn back. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down and Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on owning your message gives you a framework for stripping away the corporate instinct to hedge and finding the one true thing you want people to walk away believing. That single shift changes how audiences hear you, whether you're talking to a boardroom or 100,000 followers. The takeaway. Before you post, speak, or publish anything as a leader this week, answer one question in one sentence: what do I actually believe about this topic that someone might disagree with? If you cannot answer that, you are not ready to communicate. You are just filling space. Write that one sentence down and build everything else around it. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorn.com to get your copy.